None of my parents lived to be 60. So life for me is just about to get started. There's been a specter of death around my life. That is what I've been dealing with this year, last year to this year. When I turned 59, it was a big deal for me. Big deal for me. My mom died at 59. My father died at 57, 58. So it was like, can I break it? You know, can I break it? When people see me, I go on a weight loss, and I, you know, people think that it's health. It's more, look, both my parents were diabetic and hypertensive. Look, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be diabetic and hypertensive. I want to be healthier. You know, at least give myself a fighting chance to change that whole cycle. Yes, I'm a Christian now, so I've broken that yoke and all that, but I have to also help myself. So becoming 60 for me is even a bigger deal. So when July comes and I become 60, it's like, you know how the Bible says that, you know, all things are passed away? Yeah. I will truly, truly become a new man. Because for me, all the things that, I mean, that is when I will make a bucket list. So all these things that you think I have achieved and done, for me, it's nothing, like zero. My biggest accomplishment for me is my family. So I'm going to now sit down when I'm 60 and do a bucket list, and I will start.
And I will start.
Yes.